It's summertime and the living is easy, unless you're a salmon or trout in the area. Ted Grantham, a researcher at the University of California, Davis, and his colleagues spent the last decade counting young steelhead in streams and pools along Mayakama, Green Valley, Mark West, and Santa Rosa Creeks. Their findings were sobering. On average, across the areas they sampled, about 30% of the fish present in early summer lasted through the season. During bad water years and in highly developed areas, that number could be much lower.
Salmon are really in bad shape throughout California. Nearly all of the native salmon populations in the state are in decline, and several populations are endangered or threatened and listed as such under the Endangered Species Act. So there's a lot of concern that if we don't take care of the fishes that we have left, we're going to see a lot of these populations go extinct.
Grantham wanted to know how water use affects young fish survival, and perhaps not surprisingly, he found fish had a better chance of lasting the summer when their surroundings were more pristine. He also found an association between vineyard water use and changes in stream flow.
What this study suggests is that the more water we can keep in the streams, the much better off our juvenile fish are going to do in surviving this stressful summer conditions.
He has ideas for how vineyards can do better. Many upland vineyards rely on streams, pools, or wells near streams for their summer water and pump it on demand. If vineyards stored water in off-stream reservoirs during the winter, when water is more plentiful, and used it to carry them through the summer, that would reduce the impact on streams and fish.
The other really clear management implication for this is also coordinating water use within watersheds, where different landowners were, say, pumping at different times of the day, and if that could be actually scheduled, then you would see much lower impacts on the system.
That idea is not going to be popular, he says, but he thinks it's what the region needs. And he doesn't think change is impossible.
I'd say the majority of vineyard managers really want to be good stewards. They're just looking for solutions.
Alvin Cad, a grape grower in Alexander Valley, is one of those people. He's been in the wine business since 1970, and his family has been in the valley for the past century.
We live on this river. We live on these creeks. I'm a fisherman. I've fished all my life. My son fishes. And we're interested in knowing what's going on as well as everybody else. Now we have here a test hole that we put in several years ago, right next to, 50 feet from the creek. So we have a monitor in this well here and a stream gauge in the stream right across adjacent to it.
Cat has installed water gauges on his property to keep an eye on the water table beneath his grapes and the level of the nearby stream. We took a look at that one too.
Okay, we got to go down across these rocks. Can you make that?
The sensors record the water level every 15 minutes. The data can be downloaded to an off-site computer later. Cad originally installed the sensors because he wanted to know if his operations were affecting fish. For Cad's property, it doesn't look like they are. Cad does believe some areas need to change how they use water, especially during the dry months. But we don't have to choose between grapes and fish, he says. And Grantham, for his part, totally agrees.
The needs of the fish and the needs of the grape grower are not incompatible. I'm a wine drinker and a wine maker, in fact. Quite a lot of enjoyment out of wine of California.
As do many of us. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.